Hello.
Hi, it's Bella. I'm calling from the home care for Victor Howard.
Okay.
I'm just going to check in. We got a notice from Prestige Home Care that you're interested in home care services.
Okay.
Yes, do you have home care services currently?
Oh, I was trying to find out what is the procedure and stuff like that.
You want to sign up for Prestige Care for home care?
I would like to find out what is the procedure. How do I go about doing it?
So we can help you signing up and get you approved for home care. We can have someone to help you and make sure you're getting approved for home care, and then we can either find an aide for you or you can bring a family member to sign up. Is that okay with you?
I presently don't have
It's very
anyone.
unclear. I barely hear you. What do you say?
I said I'm presently don't have no health care, so how do I go about doing that?
Okay, so maybe do it like that. I take down your basic information. I notify our enrollment specialist that you need home care, and she will guide you through the entire process for home care so we can get that quickly started.
Yes, but shouldn't I be able to have like some kind of
Huh, I
health
can't
issue?
hear.
Huh?
I barely hear you. What do you say?
I said, don't I need to have some kind of health insurance or something like that? How will this service be paid for?
So, do you have Medicaid?
No, I don't have none of that.
You don't have Medicaid. So, you'll need to get a.
I'm
I.
working on that. I'm
I see you
presently
have
working on that.
United, right? United Healthcare?
Well, I did have it, but then after they tell me how my income is too high, so they're supposed us to be cutting it. So I
Okay.
presently don't have any.
So, they'll cut your Medicaid because I see you currently have Medicaid.
Yeah, but they're supposed to cut it on the 22nd of August, so it's already cut.
Oh, they cut it for the 22nd. Right now, you still have Medicaid as of today.
No,
But they will cut
it was cut on the 22nd of August.
That's weird because I see currently your Medicaid's active. It shows that it's active under UnitedHealthcare.
I am telling you what the letter I got
Oh, the
received
letter you
from the
got.
people tell me it's cut on the 22nd of August.
Got it. I understand. I totally understand. And like, what's your income? Is it more than 29 a month? 2900?
It's like 27.
27.
Yeah, that is only going to be until the ending of how you call it thing, ending of the year, because I'm really collecting unemployment right now, so that's that. After that, I'm basically
Got it. But would you try getting signed up under home care? Let's see if we can make it work.
Well, I don't want to run into no problems, you know, Miss Lady. You
Right,
know what I
no, I
mean?
don't want you to have any problems. I don't want like anything should be cut or something. But we have specialists that know everything. They will be able to know what's going on.
Okay, well, if I don't have to run into no problem, because I'll be coming down to your office, I'll find you and I'll curse the hell out of you if I have to end up going through any problems. Once you understand that, that is fine. And what's your
Right.
name?
My name is Stella.
Stella, okay.
So let me take down your basic information. I will have the specialist look into it. If there's going to make any problems, then she won't do that.
I don't
Okay?
want no problems. I hate problems.
Right. I hate problems as well. So she'll make sure if there's any problems, she'll just stop her. Like, she won't do that if she'll see that it might be problems. But it will
Okay.
only do it if it won't make any problems. Okay?
Well, Stella, is that your name?
My name is Stella, yes.
Okay.
Okay, let me take down just your basic information, your address, so we can have it for the caregiver. What's your address?
My address is 4902 North 15th Street.
North 15th Street, got it.
Yeah, you sound East Indian. How come you have a name of Stella on your an East Indian accent?
Which accent do I have? I don't understand.
You have an East Indian accent.
That's weird because I'm actually an American.
Okay. All right, you say so.
One minute. And you're living, it's in Philadelphia, right? Would you want to take down the number of the first assessment to start with the first assessment to see if you're eligible for home care?
Okay, what's the number?
So their number is 877.
All right.
550.
All right.
4227.
All right.
Okay. And I see you have United Healthcare. Is that your only insurance? Like, what, do you want to change it to a different insurance?
I don't have no other insurance, as I told you from the beginning.
Would you change your insurance? Because we do not accept United.
No, I have no intention of changing United.
You want to stay with United?
If I am qualified, United is the way I'm going to be going.
Right, but if we qualify you for a different insurance, for a better insurance, would you do that?
Well, I don't have to pay for United. Do I have to pay for somewhere else?
No, we'll just do the same thing. You don't need to pay.
Okay.
We'll just make sure, we'll make sure there's no changes. Everything stays the same. Just one change that you'll get a caregiver that will work for you. That's what we'll make sure. There shouldn't be any issues.
Well, listen, Stella, if that is your name, let me tell you something. I don't want no kind of problem out here. Because
right.
These people, and then they call me up and they tell me one thing. And then after I go through the process, and then after the end, I end up with a whole lot of crap. And then after I can't even reach the person who first tell me this, into this, which is, you know, will be somebody like you, which is the first line of attack. All right. So please stay straight with me, Miss Lady, because I am too old to be going through this crap with anybody.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you
say.
I will let her know everything, and I'll just let her, if she sees any problem that will happen, she should stop it right away. Because we don't want any problems. We want, you should have good care, and you shouldn't have any stress. Everything should run smoothly.
Okay.
That's our goal.
If you say so.
Okay. I took down all your information. I'll let her know that you need home care services only if there won't make any problems, okay?
All right.
And she'll be in touch. Just wait for her call. If you have any questions, call me anytime, okay?
All right, no problem.
Have a wonderful day. We'll be in touch.
All right.